Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
When Hillary Clinton proclaimed that it takes a village to raise a child, many people didn't realize that she was enunciating liberal dogma that the government should raise and control children. This concept has now been embraced by activist judges, eager to be anointed as elders of the child-raising village. A federal court of appeals in California has ruled that parents' fundamental right to control the upbringing of their children does not extend beyond the threshold of the school door, and that a public school has the right to teach its students whatever information it wishes to provide, sexual or otherwise. This decision stated that there is no fundamental right of parents to be the exclusive provider of information regarding sexual matters to their children. This case, called Fields v. Palmdale School District, was brought by parents who discovered that their 7- to 10-year-old children had been required to fill out a nosy questionnaire about such matters as thinking about having sex, thinking about touching other people's private parts, and wanting to kill myself. The parents were shocked and looked to the court for a remedy. No such luck. Three judges unanimously ruled against the parents. One judge was appointed by Jimmy Carter, one by Bill Clinton, and one by Lyndon Johnson. How do these judges get around the fundamental right of parents to make decisions about their children, which has been settled law in the United States for decades? The judges said that once children are put in a public school, the parents' fundamental right to control the education of their children is, at the least, substantially diminished. It's time for Americans to wake up to how they lose control over their children by putting them in public schools. What the judges ruled in this case is exactly what the National Education Association has been demanding for years: total control over what is taught to schoolchildren, regardless of the wishes of the parents.
Judges have no constitutional authority to write new laws, yet power-grabbing judges have created new rights to same-sex marriage, partial birth abortion, and pornography. For more about these attacks on our culture and a new book by Phyllis Schlafly called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, what did George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Christopher Columbus all have in common? That they were all born on holidays. Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of good. Now, if you were listening Friday, we were talking about the difference between a republic and a democracy, and then a caller called in about the Republican and the Republic. And let me bring you up to date a little bit on this, because we sort of got in a, not a heated debate, but it took a little while to try to figure all this out. And as we know, Constitution says Republican. In the Constitution, I'm looking for it. I didn't have it ready here. It's in Article 4. And let me look down here. Okay, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of governance. Okay? And then, I can't remember, but one of our founding fathers, I believe Benjamin Franklin, said, someone asked him, what kind of a government do we have? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. And we got some comments one way or the other. Is it a republic or is it a Republican? And I said, it's got to be the same word. But I don't know. Well, we have a lot of people out there nice enough to do some research for us, and I have several emails here. A republic is a noun, while Republican is an adjective. Both same forms of government. But I think the caller was emotional and didn't stop to think that. Then they send also, Democrat is to Democratic what Republic is to Republican. Nouns in the former and adjectives in the latter. Another one. Listen today and thought this might be helpful. Republican. Function adjectives. Of relating to or having the characteristics of a republic. Favoring, supporting, or advocating a republic. Belonging to an appropriate to one. Belonging or appropriate to one living in or supporting a republic. Republican. Form of government. So this sender of this email says, so I guess the USA is a Republican republic. Then another email came in. Here is what Encarta Online Dictionary offers. Republican is a noun. Supporter of a republic is government. Somebody who believes that the best government is one in which supreme power is vested in an electorate. Republican or adjective of republic, relating to, belonging to, or characteristics of a republic. So it's the same word, it's just whether you use it for an adjective or a noun, the best I can understand. Let's close the issue as for today. All righty? Now, right along with that, What does inalienable mean? The preamble of the Constitution begins, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that man is endowed by his creator with inalienable rights." And he goes on to say, "Our founding fathers used the term self-evident because they may have believed that most people knew precisely what inalienable meant." Not true today. Ask any 10 people on the street to define the word, and you'll probably hear inalienable means a thing that can't be left out or something that can't be made to look anything like else or something that is foreign or strange around the world. Well, I asked the first person I stopped out here was a newsman, and I asked him, and he told me exactly what it was. So not everybody is totally ignorant about this, but I thought I'd throw it in for whatever it's worth. It means something that can't be granted or taken away. And if that's so, then inalienable rights must be God-given rights, not man-given. Because if men, organizations, presidents, or dictators, kings, give us rights, then men can also take them away. And what are these inalienable rights? They are the framers of our Constitution told us we have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, meaning the right to be alive, the right to be free, and the right to be happy. We don't have to do anything to earn these basic rights. We are born with them. Notice how the words are positioned. Life is first, because only our Maker can give life, and without that, nothing else matters. Liberty is next, because if we're free, then liberty must be the natural state of man. Anything less is tyranny. Happiness is last, because though we are not born happy, we have every right to pursue it, providing our actions harm no one. Therefore, if life is taken from you, or if you are deprived of freedom, or if you are prevented from seeking happiness, you have lost sacred rights that by divine law belong to you. It boils down to this. We need to know and understand that protecting and defending our divine rights against all forms of tyranny and unconstitutional actions are just as important as the rights themselves. Maybe even more so, end of story, says Jim Moore. And I don't even know who Jim Moore is with. This is coming out of the Sierra Times. So, anyway, thought that was interesting. Just threw it in for whatever it's worth. Yesterday, or Friday, also, we talked about the animal ID. And I received this email. I seldom ever answer an email because they come in gobs and bunches. If it's something I don't have to answer, I don't. And I did answer this one because I think the person is a little bit confused. "Hi, Derry. I listen to your show quite often as I am driving down the road. Yesterday I listened and would like to have called in but couldn't get to a phone. You and the people you were talking with were fired up and concerned about the government ID tagging animals. I thought it was really odd. On one hand, you don't seem to have any problems with the government ID tagging people with driver's licenses, social security numbers, birth certificates, marriage licenses, and so forth, but you want to go to war with the same people who want to tag your chickens. Isn't this a little backward? No, I want to go to war with the people that want to do these other things, and I'll give you my response right after these messages."
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com. The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues.
Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. All right, my listener here says that it's a little bit backwards to get all upset about putting tags in all of our animals when we accept security and social security numbers and birth certificates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, Teresa, you must not be a regular listener. For the past decade, I've been discussing the national ID in the form of federally inspired driver's licenses, which each state now has. We discussed the way banks were supposed to know their customer and that your banker was only a spy for the federal government. The GPS installations in your automobile and how the government will read your every move, even by using your cell phone information. I've written many articles and discussed many times on the air how the digital angel is being used to make certain that your kids are in school, and how 80% of the fourth graders in a weekly reader survey want to have a chip embedded in their body. This animal ID thing is a practice run to get the bugs out so they will have the database up and running when chips are put into the general population. It is obvious you have not listened regularly and you have not subscribed to the Common Sense Chronicle. Over the years, we've gone over the birth certificates, the marriage licenses, the driver's licenses, and the whole nine yards. The animal ID is to prove that tagging the people is possible, and it needs to be stopped before it goes that far. Well, Beth came running into the studio just seconds ago, and she has another email from this lady. She says, "Hi, Derry. Thanks for writing back. I think you misunderstood the original meaning of my email. You said you covered the driver's license, the marriage license, the birth certificates, etc., and past shows. My point is this. The national ID driver's license doesn't affect everyone because not everyone has a driver's license. Not everyone has a birth certificate. Not everyone has a marriage license. Not everyone sends their children to public schools, and not everyone has a cell phone. Covering these issues is not the answer. Refusing to participate is the answer. Just as the founders of your Constitution claimed, we all have a choice as to whose citizenship we will claim. The United States government is a wild, out-of-control beast, and the people must stop enabling and sustaining it. covering, and lip service without action is precisely what the enemy desires from the people. It doesn't take a gun or a tank. It simply means not to participate. Teresa, I agree with you 100%. If everybody would not pay their income tax, they couldn't put all of us in jail. If everybody would not take a driver's license, they couldn't stop everybody from driving. But let me tell you what I did last week. Just last week, I went down to the king's office, bowed down before his highness, and bought me a driver's license. Gave $10 for this thing. And it's not a driver's license. It is a national ID. I'm trying to find it. I've got it crammed down here in my wallet someplace. Same old wallet I've had for 40 years. People give me new wallets, but I like this old one. I hold it together with rubber bands. Okay. Now, here you go. This is a world driver's license. It is a United Nations driver's license because Brownfield Derry George, all spelled in caps, is not my name. My name is capital D, little E-R-R-Y, capital G, little E-U-R-G-E, capital B, Brunfield, all right? But, nevertheless, this is one with all of the stuff on the back of it. Let's take a break. Gotta go. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
And we have returned during the commercial break. Jeff told me we have several calls, people wanting to talk more about the Republic or the Republican. And, hey, end of story. As far as I'm concerned, it's either an adjective or a noun. It doesn't make any difference. It's all the same thing, and we still live in a republic. All right, let's move along. I don't think it'd do any more good to discuss that, really. Now, let's go back to this ID thing. She says, and she's right. She is 100% right. All we have to do is just not participate. That's all we would have to do with Social Security. I don't mean Social Security. I mean income tax. Just not participate. Or Social Security. If everybody say, I'm not going to keep my Social Security number, get rid of it. If everybody did it, no problem. We could control this thing. But if everybody did what's right, we wouldn't have the problems we're in now. We could have kept this as a democratic republic from the beginning. But we haven't. And we've got jillions and jillions of uninformed people out there that don't know, don't care, or are on purpose trying to destroy us, all right? She's right. She's saying that this government is an out-of-control wild beast, And she's 100% right. And I truly believe this animal ID thing, they're just setting this up so that they can say, okay, now we know how to do it. We've got all these animals tagged. We know where every animal in the United States, Australia, Great Britain, wherever else they're doing it is. Now we're ready for the people. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you say, well, you know, I've got a driver's license. And you say, why did I get a driver's license? Because I got to drive. I don't have time to sit in jail. Would you rather me be in a jail cell or out here talking to you and boy, I can just hear the people say, yeah, I wish you was in a jail cell. But those are the people that are really uninformed and don't want to learn. Now, go back to this animal ID thing. You say, well, I'm not going to do this. Well, in Texas, it's already up and running. And they can fine you $1,000 a day for not complying. If every Texan that would be involved in this thing would say, no way, I'm not going to go along with this, forget it, get lost, Buster, then what would they do? Put every Texan in jail? I don't think so. Would they haul every Texan off to a concentration camp? I don't think so. They'd make a few suffer, no doubt about that. But most people, when they see this $1,000 a day come up, do you realize in 1,000 days it's $100,000 within 3 years what this would amount to? I don't mean 3 years. I mean in a third of a year what this would amount to? They'd have everything that you own. And somebody says, well, I'm not going to fight it. I'm just like Brownfield. I'm going to take your driver's license. I'm going to let them chip my horse. All right, you say, well, all right, let them chip my horse. But they'll never chip me. Now, I caught this, and it just came to me just like a flash. But a lady in Colorado was telling me that they're doing this in Colorado, and that her mother had taken a mare into a veterinarian to have it worked on. I don't know what they were doing to the horse. Makes no difference. The vet would not treat the horse until she had a premise ID and a chip in that horse. Now you say, well, it's a horse. Let's move forward another decade or perhaps less, and you break your arm. And it hurts. It's dangling there from the elbow down. You have no control of it. It's just a hanging. Your elbow joint sticking out where you can see it. And you go to the emergency room, and the doctor says, I can't treat you. You don't have a chip. You don't have the mark. So I can't treat you. Sorry. So you go home with your elbow dangling, or do you say, oh, my gosh, I got to have some help. Give me the chip. Think about that now. You say, oh, they can't do it. Did it with a horse. Usually people are a lot like horses. I know a lot of them that represent at least the posterior of a horse. It'll happen. It can happen, and I personally believe it will happen. So anyway, this animal ID thing is very, very serious. And it's going on. It's right before us. And there you have it. Simple as that. Now, as far as these other things, they slip them in. Now, I'm going back to her. She talks about I've lost my copy on that now. But she talks about Social Security. She talks about income tax. She talks about birth certificates. She talks about marriage certificates. And you see, within my parents' lifetime, we didn't have any of this. Social Security didn't come along until the 1930s. My mother was married back in, but I was born in 32 and they were married 2 or 3 years. So it was back in the 1920s and she had a birth certificate. But I know that her parents did not have a birth certificate. People didn't have birth certificates in those days. All of these things that she mentions, people didn't have. And if everybody would have stood up then and say, I don't want a birth certificate. I'm not going to get a birth certificate. I'm not going to get a marriage license. We're going to get married like we have for 6,000 years. We go to the church, and the pastor marries us and writes in our Bible that we're married, and that's good enough. But anyway, people have always knuckled under, and I'm afraid they're going to do it again. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Visiting with G.B. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One of the things Mr. Lineberry made me promise 31 days before he died, when we sat down and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to this foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Gold rebounded sharply Friday, closing up $12.70 to $539.60. Higher oil prices and a declining dollar drove investors to hedge. Silver closed up 31 cents to $9.08 an ounce. What's driving gold? A falling GDP and U.S. dollar, rising oil and interest rates, China and India demand, and shrinking gold production. And now this from Craig R. Smith.
After slowly but steadily doubling in price over the last 5 years, gold is now moving up quickly and could easily double again. 4 years ago, my book announced the beginning of this new gold rush. I want you to have a free copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold, by calling now 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold with me. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
Truly, this man was the Son of God.
There were also women looking on afar off.
What are you doing, honey?
Just got this new DVD Bible. Look, it's the whole Bible on only two DVDs. The scripture is right on our TV screen, and you hear the narration right along with it.
A DVD Bible?
It's the first time it's been done. We can watch the Bible together, or with the kids, right here in our living room. Look, I can go anywhere in the Bible with just a click of the remote.
And they cried out again,
"Crucify him!"
Then Pilate said unto them,
"Why?"
Pause it, honey. I'm going to get the kids. We should get one of these for Mom. She'd love it.
It even has a complete library of Holy Land photos.
The new DVD Bible. It's the complete King James Version. Over 72 hours of narration and beautifully displayed scripture on your TV screen. Perfect Bible study with family, friends, and church. Anywhere there's a TV or a DVD-compatible computer. Order yours today and get one for a friend. Now only $29.95. And if you order now, you'll get a free CD of kids' favorite stories from the Bible.
God worked for 60.
Call 1-800-462-9559. That's 1-800-462-9559.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who always tries to tell it like it is. That's why he keeps one foot in the stirrup. Derry Brownfield.
Now, it's been a long time since we've used that bumper, and people don't understand that. What that was is you keep one foot in the stirrup. That means you're ready, you're halfway on that horse. So when you tell it like it is, you've got to make a quick getaway. So when you say some things, you want to have one foot in the stirrup. Okay, good enough. Now, everybody understands that. Now, I've had people say, what did that mean? What did that mean? I mean, people right here didn't know what that meant. But anyhow, a stirrup is, you know, that's on each side of the saddle. You put your left foot in. You don't have to. You can put your right foot in there, but you'd be backwards if you do. That is, if you get on the left side of the horse. You know, the left side of the horse is the right side. The right side is the off side. Or the wrong side, you know, anyway, let's not confuse the world any more than they already. You know why you get on from the left side, Jeff? Do you have any idea why you mount a horse from the left side? Now, real cowboys don't. I mean, you watch them in the shows and all that.
I usually run up behind them and saddle, you know, how they do. And they
jump on like Roy Rogers.
That's how I get on a horse.
We used to practice that. Yeah, back in the good old days, I could just put my hands on a horse's hip and jump right and land in the saddle. Didn't even jump behind the saddle. But I didn't weigh but 120 pounds then, although I was 30 years old. Anyhow, that's all changed. But you get on it, you mount a horse from the left side, because the knights wearing their armor, I guess, I never was a knight and I never wore armor, but I assume that they were all right-handed, and therefore their sword hung on their left hip, so that they'd reach across and pull their sword, all right? With that big old heavy sword hanging on there, you'd have to throw that over the horse if you did it the other way, if you got on from the other side. So for the last umpteen thousand years now, we have been getting on our horses from the left side. That is proper. But like I said, real cowboys mount from either side, whatever's handy. And, you know, that's when we break a colt, I tell the guy riding him, I said, now you get on off of him on all sides and set behind a saddle and let somebody ride double with you and crawl between his legs. I don't want him to mess up under any set of circumstances. So much for a horse training lesson. Now, let's go to Ed in North Carolina. Hi, Ed, you are on the air.
Hello, Derry. How are you?
I'm great and wonderful.
Well, good. I just wanted to augment that incredible common sense you're dispensing this morning. And you were talking about it. Now, if everyone in the state of Texas just didn't get their little doggy license or whatever the issue is, and I would add to that, if everyone, not only in the state of Texas, but within this great land, just simply severed their legal relations with the United States, none of these goofy laws would apply. And Black's Law, 8th Dictionary, I hate to get technical on you, the 8th is great because it's public notice to the entire country that the common law is gone. The common law has been removed from Black's Law Dictionary. One of my favorite definitions, and it's just one of the shortest ones in this book, is of territorial law. Now Derry, can you surmise maybe where territorial law might apply?
No, but let's speed it up because we don't have time for a law lesson, but go ahead. What is it?
Okay. The law that applies to all persons within a given territory regardless of their citizenship or nationality. And what's happened in this country is we've all agreed to be part of the legislative democracy created under Congress's powers in the Constitution. We've contracted in willingly and openly. It exists. It's there. We've all left the Republic because we did this. And we have our rights to go back. And I think you may know we're putting out a book on this. It's going to publish this coming Friday, which will clearly demonstrate what happened, what they've done, why it's pseudo-constitutional, even though it's deceptive. And I would just invite everyone to be willing and ready to simply walk away from this legislative democracy that people like to refer to as the democracy, and they can restore their rights and not have to mess with this stuff anymore.
But they're going to have to do it in unison, and the people that are thinking like you and I are, Ed, there's not what percent would you say believes like this?
Oh, it's
two
probably,
or three maybe at the most.
Yeah, it's probably 3 or 4 million people in the whole country.
Right. So it's an uphill battle to teach the other people when you've got the Hannitys and the Rushes out there telling them different all the time.
Well, but hopefully with knowledge, I don't know about you, Derry, but when I watch a news broadcast now, I know the signals and the games they're playing. I can recognize them.
All right, but you've been educated to it.
And that's what we've got to do with the rest of the people. But what's interesting is they have to make this election themselves. It's an individual election. You can't do it for anyone else but yourself. Now, once it's made, you're good to go.
Right, very quickly, what book do you have coming out?
It's called U.S. of A. v. U.S., The Loss of Legal Memory of the American State. The American state, the original republic, has been removed from legal memory, and that is a legal term. We've been converted to the British system, and we go through how the legislative democracy was created, the conditions preceding that got people into the mess they're in, and the very simple yet elegant way to reverse it. I don't have a driver's license. The state doesn't mess with me. They don't throw me in jail. They know they don't have jurisdiction.
Okay, hold on. Hold on here. We're going to run out of time. We've had guys like you talk about this before, but Jeff, get his phone number, And we'll see. Maybe he can send us a book, and maybe we can help him do something with it if it's something we think needs to be done. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Ed. Is Linda ready there? Okay, Linda, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you have some information. You were on the phone with your vet, apparently, at the time.
Well, I called my vet office, and they gave me the state veterinary office phone number. Can I give it for the state of Missouri?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
Because we've got listeners all over the United States and the world, for that matter.
Okay.
All right, what
anyway, they have a website. Can I give that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, state of Missouri is www.mda.mo.gov. And they are putting out three pieces of literature already that they're mailing me, since I'm not on the web. And a Dr. Goff from the Jeff City told me they're already doing the premise registration.
Oh, yeah, we know that. We know that.
Uh-huh. And he said that...
They say right now that it's not mandatory.
Yeah.
But it will be. And I can't believe, this is the thing I've talked about, Linda, I can't believe farmers and ranchers are going out and doing that.
Well, he also told me the reason they've included horses into this is because the American Horse Council okayed it. Now, they're an appointed group, aren't they? They're not elected.
They're just a group of people that say they're the American Horse Council. I sat on the board of directors one time for the Horse and Mule Council in the state of Missouri. That's just a bunch of people that got together and organized. But they've also put chicken. Hey, the whole thing, we've been through it the last two or three days. Let's let it go. But anyhow, appreciate your call, Linda.
Call your state representative and senator of the state of Missouri and whatever state you're in.
Okay, thanks for the call.
I've got another call here because Ed Fashing was at the AAM convention over the weekend. Ed, you're on the air.
Hello, Darius.
Yes, I missed you guys.
I wanted to get you out because you weren't at the convention.
If I'd have been there, I'd have had some rotten tomatoes because GB needs a little attention once in a while.
Well, GB gave a tremendous.
I know he did.
And what made me think about it, you was talking about our loss of freedom. He was talking about the loss of our water rights and all such things. And by the way, Wayne Kreitz showed up.
I knew he was going to.
And he donated one of his books. One Man with Courage that's coming out today or tomorrow to our auction, and it went for $300.
Really? I'm rich because he sent me one.
He did.
Yeah.
All he did was shake my hand.
I'll be darned. Yeah. You didn't know that that book was a $300 book, did you?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well,
no, I'm sure. Give us a little. By the way, I'm going to have on the 10th. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'm supposed to have GB on tomorrow on the air here. But he does a tremendous job, doesn't he?
He does. And he was standing there talking to two farm women, and I think if they were standing on one another's shoulders, they would have been about his height. That guy has to be 6'10".
No, he's not.
Isn't he?
No, he's not that big.
Oh, he's only about 6'8".
No, I don't think he's that large. He wears cowboy boots.
Oh, boy, he sure must have had extra high ones.
Well, and then he keeps that hat on all the time.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
See, that makes him look big.
But he gave a tremendous talk, and I want to thank you for helping getting the leverage to get him to our convention. He was just tremendous.
All right, and we're going to have Wayne Kreitz on one of these days. We haven't actually set a date yet. For our listeners that don't know who Wayne Kreitz is, I don't have time to go into this. Can you stay on a little bit, Ed?
Sure.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about Wayne's book and his situation, because it's unbelievable what happened to Wayne Kreitz. Another one of those government actions through an unconstitutional judge. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
And we have returned. We have a caller on the line, Ed, with the American Agriculture Movement. The Wayne Kreit story came up. Ed, you might. I'm going to give a very quick synopsis of what happened to Wayne Kreit. I have his book here, The One Man with Courage. And I now realize, Ed, why you guys paid $300 for that book. Wayne has American Agriculture Movement right on his cap in the front cover of this thing. But anyway, Wayne Kreitz was, he is no longer a farmer. They took about everything that he had, a farmer in southeast Missouri. This is in the Boot Heel area where they grow cotton and soybeans. And I believe he was from Puxico or Dexter, I forgot which, but that's not important. It's down in the Boot Heel area. And he had a lot of soybeans in storage in a warehouse. And I'm just thumbing through his book here. But what happened was the warehouse company, and Ed, fill me in if I'm wrong on this. I have not had time to read the book. I'm just looking at the pictures. But
yeah, they went into bankruptcy. And all of a sudden, the people that had debts with that elevator, they decided they were going to confiscate Wayne's soybeans.
Yeah, now let's explain to the. I'm going to explain my version of how this was handled. The elevator took bankruptcy. Okay, Wayne was just storing his beans in the elevator. He had receipts to show how many beans he had in there. It was a cut and dried deal. Should have been. Now, let's put it in a situation that you can understand. Let's say that you have your car in a dealership or in a garage, and you're having it worked on. And the garage takes bankruptcy. And a judge tells you that you can't have your car because since it's in that garage, it doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to the bankruptcy court. Isn't that exactly what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay. They were his beans. He could prove they were his beans. They were legitimate. They were legal. He had papers to prove it. He had weight tickets to prove it. And this judge said, well, because they're in that elevator, they belong to the bankruptcy court. And they couldn't get them out. So Wayne goes in there and gets them out. And this was a big deal because it went on for a while. He got a lot of publicity. But I'm looking on page 32 of his book, A Line of Federal Marshals Await Kreitz Convoy. They had five or six federal, well, let's see, one, two, three, and I don't know whether they're all federal marshals or not. At least three of them are wearing badges. Federal marshals are waiting to watch this. Marshal Stranholm said, boys, we better get out of the way. And this place is packed. I mean, there's, I don't know if it was thousands of people or not, but there's a lot of people involved in this thing. This grain is stored in a Quonset hut, and anyway, they have a line of trucks. We could almost count them on this picture, but I'd say there's, I don't know. Maybe, as far as you can see, there's a line of trucks. Could be 100 trucks or more to get these beans. And they tear into the grain bin and take the beans is what it amounts to. And Wayne actually got arrested and did time over this thing. Hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, have fun, see you in a few hours? Of course not. So, why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
We all like free stuff. Just the mention of the word free will make most people stop long enough to ask, what's the catch? Well, this time there is no catch. I'm going to give you something free, and there is no catch, really. I want to give you a free sample of my monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. All you have to do is ask for it. Of course, what I really want is for you to eventually subscribe to The Common Sense Chronicle, but you don't have to. There's no obligation whatsoever. I can tell you this. I'm not politically correct, and neither is The Common Sense Chronicle. But it is important to be informed, and there's much news to tell. So if you're not a subscriber already, let me send you a free copy of my monthly newsletter. Just send your name and address to Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or you can drop me an email by going to my website, www.derrybrownfield.com. The address again, Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here. Ed, go ahead and give us your comments concerning this Wayne Kreitz thing.
Well, what happened was they fined him, and Congress was embarrassed about this and changed the law. But they kept throwing Wayne in jail and fining him, and he now owes millions of dollars. And I told Wayne, I said, I hope that somebody in the right mind offers one of these special bills in Congress to get you off the hook, because there's no reason that somebody should owe millions of dollars to the federal government for doing what anyone in their right mind would do. He didn't seem too happy about my saying that.
Did he speak? Did he speak at your conference?
Well, he spoke for about only 10 minutes. He was on his way to go. His granddaughter was playing in a basketball game, and he had promised her that he was going to be there. You know, he's a family man, and, you know, like most farmers are, they care really a lot about their family. And he was very concerned about getting there to his granddaughter's basketball game.
Did he ever tell you about why they built the new house?
Why? No.
They built a new home.
Yeah, I know. She helped him build it on the roof. I know. I gave her a cap for the American Egg Missouri, and she put it on. And I said, "I'm sorry, it's a man's cap and not a woman's." She said, "Oh, that's all right. I've worn a lot of men's caps."
Wayne said the reason they were living in this old farmhouse, which was almost a shack, and in one of the rooms, the floor had fallen through. And, you know, he was a big operator. I mean, I don't know how many thousands of bushels of beans he had. Do you remember? It's all in this book, but I haven't had time to look it up. But he was busy. And he said he went in that room one day, and I think it was a cucklebur. If it wasn't a cucklebur, it was a sunflower or something, was growing up through the floor, through the floor of their house. He said, "I think it's time to rebuild."
Well, my house isn't quite in that bad a shape, but it is in a shambles. Anyway,
Wayne will be on here in the next few. There's a note on my desk to call him tomorrow, I believe, or he's going to call me tomorrow or something. And, here's a note right here. It was stuck on this book. Wayne Kreitz is going to call you on Monday around 1 o'clock. So he'll be calling here in a little bit, and we'll set up an appointment because he's a great man. He's got a lot of, he's got a lot of courage. And boy, if anybody was ever cheated by the federal government and by unjust judges, this guy, it's one of those things, and you say, "Oh, it can't happen in America," but it certainly did. Anyway, thanks for the call, Ed. Let's move along here. And tomorrow I will have, G.B. Oliver III on, and he's always a lot of fun, even if we do make fun of one another. But I had a little short story here. I've got about a minute, and there it is. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce the name of the company. It's M-I-D-E. How would you pronounce that, Jeff? M-I-D-E.
I wouldn't.
I won't. I spelled it. It's a technology corporation of Medford, Massachusetts. Did I say that right? Is working on a non-lethal device called the Piezer. It's a stun gun. It's supposed to fire no more than 20 feet. But they say it will shoot as much as 40 to 50 meters and stun you. The thing of it is, it's called an untethered electromuscular disruption non-lethal stun weapon based on piezoelectric technology for civil law enforcement for officers in the military. You're not going to be able to get one unless you're an officer or the military. Just us common folks, we don't get to have anything like that. We're just going to have to be content with our old Smith and Wesson. Now, the hour has slipped away, and it slipped away so fast, I'm not going to close in my usual manner, so we'll just turn the show over to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you, until we meet again. Happy Trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.